A lot of people have been filling out those brackets for March Madness, and now, of course, the games are underway. But there's something else going on in conjunction. It's called VAS Madness. What's that? Well, let's go to Dr. Peter Sambarlis, and he will tell us. He's a urologist, and doctor, this is fascinating to me. Tell me exactly what VAS Madness is.
VAS Madness is this predictable spike in vasectomies occurring this week every year as guys get excited for reasons to take 2 days off of work and enjoy the tournament.
And when did you start to notice this phenomena?
It's been publicized for probably at least 10 years. I started really noticing about 5-6 years ago as my focus of my practice included male sexual health and a lot of vasectomies, and usually starts in January and February with guys looking to schedule this week.
And do they say specifically to you, I want to do it so I can stay home and watch the tournament?
Some of them do, especially when a group of friends decide they're going to do it together and then they're all going to go to somebody's house and buy some frozen peas and watch the games.
You mean it's actually like a group activity?
We have seen it as a group activity where all the guys, and with supports of their wonderful partners, say, all right, let's all get this done at the same time, and we're going to hang out for 2 days and recover.
All right. Now, you say it's a two-day recovery. Not having experience personally, tell me about vasectomy surgery and, you know, what is that procedure and how long does it actually take and how long is that recovery process?
So the procedure itself, I ask my guys for 22 minutes. It's somewhere between 15 and 30 is very normal. Typically done under local anesthesia, which means the patient's awake. I'm talking to him during it. Usually about something other than the procedure. And then the recovery is 2 to 4 days of soreness. So I say 2 days where I really don't want you doing workouts or physical activity. And that's why March Madness lends itself so well to the procedure, because it gives them something to do. But the procedure itself is extremely well tolerated. The incisions are less than a centimeter. And I typically put in one stitch on the skin that falls out on its own.
Is it a lower risk procedure than, say, when a woman has contraceptive surgery?
Much lower. This is definitely the safest, easiest, actually most effective and cheapest form of birth control available. This is a superficial procedure just below the level of the skin. The corresponding surgery for the female is actually an intra-abdominal procedure associated with a general anesthetic, so much more significant surgery.
And is it reversible?
Technically, yes. But what I tell all of my men who are considering it is it's a bad plan. Don't get a vasectomy thinking I'll just get it reversed in 5 or 6 years. But things happen that are outside of our control. We have amazing providers here at Northwestern who do vasectomy reversals with high success rates. But when you do a vasectomy, plan on it being permanent.
What's the best way to find a doctor if you're going to take that step?
A lot of primary care physicians have urologists they trust, and you can ask them for a referral. nm.org/urology is, I'm biased, but I think a wonderful resource to get information about providers who do the surgery as well as the procedure itself. So I think those are two great starting points.
What's a resource where we can learn more?
Yeah, I would, again, direct anybody interested to nm.org/urology, whether they're in the immediate and catchment area of Northwestern or not, because the information is of really high quality, and I think it can help guys determine if this is a step they want to consider taking.
Just curious, doctor, do you have much time to watch the games if you're this busy this time of year?
Unfortunately, I miss a lot of the early games, a couple of vasectomies between now and lunch, for example. But I'm a huge fan of the tournament. I get to enjoy the weekend, though.
Any guesses on who's going to make it all the way?
I have UNC, but I think a guess is a really good way to describe my ability to predict the future.
I think we're in the same boat. My bracket's already gone. Dr. Peter Sambarlis, thanks so much for telling us about VAS Madness. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.